I heard a story about a guy cleaning out his attic, and he saw his preacher the next day and said, "Oh man, I wish I'd seen you yesterday. I was cleaning out my attic and I found this old Bible in my attic. Gutenberg something printed it, and I couldn't do anything with it, so I threw it away." "You threw away a Gutenberg Bible? Do you have any idea how much that was worth?" "Well, this one wasn't worth anything. It had some guy named Martin Luther scribbled all over it." Sometimes we don't realize what a valuable thing we have. And I think that's what happens a lot at Christmas. I want to take just a few moments to prepare our thoughts spiritually for why I think it's such an important season. And what I want to do tonight, I don't really think I need to do it completely, but just for some of you, I want to give you permission to really celebrate Christmas. I grew up in a church that did not celebrate Christmas. We had the hymns in the book, but we never sang them, and I never understood that completely. The first church I ever preached for had for years been served by a godly man, sweet preacher, but he didn't believe in Christmas. He would preach against Christmas. He wouldn't even have a Christmas tree in his home. It almost became a mark of fellowship. And some of you have backgrounds similar. And I want to just deal with some of the objections I've heard growing up. And I hope give you some permission to really celebrate this season. One of the things I heard growing up was, well, Christmas has its roots in paganism. Well, let me deal with that. Let's go ahead and admit up front, we don't know the day Jesus was born. December 25th has been the day celebrated since about the late 4th century. The Eastern Orthodox Church celebrates January the 6th. The Armenian Church, January 19th. We don't know the exact day He was born. I'll also admit that the day December 25th was picked by the church because during that time there was something called the winter solstice, and it was a time of revelry and drunkenness, and the church was looking for a way to Christianize it. And so in the middle of that solstice they had a Christ Mass. And a lot of the things about Christmas, trees and wreaths and gifts, and a lot of those things have actually a pagan background. Now my response is that a lot of the things we enjoy, they have pagan backgrounds, but those things don't have any meaning to us anymore. You ladies wear earrings. Where did that come from? Earrings were amulets that women wore in the old days as pagans to celebrate their idols. The Bible talks in Romans about people that they don't eat meat to idols because they think it belongs to idols. But Paul says, now, if you don't think that, if you don't even think about that, eat that meat. I don't think about paganism when I see a Christmas tree or I see lights or I see gifts. And if you don't, then go ahead and celebrate and enjoy those things. We have complete freedom in Christ to do things like that. In fact, you know, you say, well, but it was a pagan holiday and a pagan day. Well, you know what? They all were when Jesus was born. If God was going to look to find a clean day for Jesus to be born, He never would have come. Okay? They were all pagan days. And so, Scripture says clearly, if you want to have a day that's special between you and the Lord, you have that day. And you celebrate it. Now, some people are going to say, yeah, but we don't have any command in the Bible to celebrate Christmas. Well, that's true. We don't have any command to celebrate Thanksgiving or Mother's Day, but no one gets on me when I preach about that. Did you know there's no command in the Bible to celebrate Purim, but they did in Esther 9, and there's no command in the Bible to have a feast of dedication, but they did in John 10, and Jesus went to it. The idea that if the Bible doesn't give you permission, you can't do something is a, I think, a very legalistic way to look at the Bible. Instead, if God isn't against it, enjoy it. If God hasn't spoken against it, celebrate it. My feeling is that God intentionally gave people feasts and celebrations in Scripture to remember important things He did in history. The Passover. Do you think He only wanted them to remember the Passover one day of the year? Of course not. He wants them to remember the Passover every day. He wants us to remember that Jesus came every day. But it was good to have a time of the year to refocus, to make sure you were really centered in and rooted in that. I think it's good to have a day every year where we remember again the gift of God in sending Jesus. And we get rooted and established in that again. So I celebrate Christmas and I remember what it's about. One last thought. People say, yeah, but Christmas today, it's so entwined in materialism and greed. And my response to that is you shouldn't be surprised Satan would try to ruin it. Satan always tries to ruin anything that might point people to Jesus. Folks, Satan doesn't counterfeit stuff that doesn't matter. Has anybody ever pulled you aside and said, hey, you want to see my counterfeit paper bags? We don't counterfeit stuff that's cheap. But you see counterfeit currency, you see counterfeit jewelry. Sometimes you even see counterfeit Christians. Satan only tries to cheapen that which is important. So I'm not surprised that Satan would try to counterfeit and ruin Christmas. I think it's our job to make sure it doesn't happen in our homes. And that we keep Christ in Christmas. And that's why I'm going to preach on the coming of Christ this Sunday, like I do every year. That's why we're going to have a Christmas Eve service that we want you and your friends to come to. And that's why tonight we're going to unashamedly celebrate and worship the most amazing of thoughts, that God would become like us if that's what it took to save us. And that's what we celebrate. We celebrate it, I hope, every day of the year, but especially at this time of year. We have a chance to tell the world what the good news is. So we're going to do that tonight. We're going to sing some of your favorite songs. Some staff guys are going to share some things about Jesus and Christmas that are special to them. I'm going to invite the praise team to come up right now because they've got a lot of songs they want to lead us in tonight. They're going to lead us in worship. Would you bow with me? Father, if we could live 1,000 lifetimes, we could never unravel the mystery of deity encased in flesh, of eternity capsuled in time, of God as an embryo. These things are just too profound for us, but we believe in them. We believe in the virgin birth. We believe in the incarnation. We believe the Messiah came and fulfilled all the prophecies of the Old Testament. And we believe that Jesus was the God-man. And we believe He is the King and Savior He was announced to be by the angels. And we offer tonight the worship that the wise man offered Him. And we say thank you for sending Jesus. And we pray in His name. Amen.
What child is this?